right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
HBO Max is going to pay about $1.5 billion for the rights to stream The Big Bang Theory and 2 and a Half Men.
Wow.
I know. Jeez. They paid $425 million to stream Friends. So, wow, I know. These streaming services are paying some good money. Granted, they're making good money off of all of us as well. But, wow. Mike Tyson, he and his business partner, he says that, you know, they got this pot business.
Yeah.
He says in this business, they smoke around $40,000 worth of pot a month.
What?
You're smoking up the profits, dude. $40,000 worth of pot.
Here he is talking about it.
What do we smoke a month? Is it $40,000 a month?
We
smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong. I have no idea what Mike Tyson said, but yeah. $40,000 a month.
That's a lot of pot.
Yeah, it is a lot of pot.
From what I hear.
Well, it is. My God.
$40,000 a month?
That's, yeah. I don't even know. How does he get anything done at all? At all. And not weigh like 400 pounds.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. If you did not hear this, Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, had to cancel their upcoming shows this weekend. Gary Rossington recovering from heart surgery. Now, they have rescheduled that show for October. So we will still be giving those tickets away, yes?
In about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So don't, never fear. But I just wanted to let you know, if you do have them this weekend, hang on to those tickets, okay?
All right.
Happy birthday to Steve Martin. He turned 74 today. And Elvis Presley's 1976 Harley Davidson going to be auctioned off. And they say they're probably looking at, well, about $2 million
that
they'll probably get for that. Bidding starts at $100.
Oh,
$100.
I'm there.
So you might, if a lot of people don't show up. Now, keep in mind, it only has 126 miles on it. That's it. Elvis, not a big biker guy, you know? Obviously bought that one to just look cool.
It was a vanity motorcycle.
Yeah, just want to look cool for Priscilla, I guess.
Well, but he owned it. So.
Yes, he did.
Did you get that shot of Elvis guy at the gym?
Yeah. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday. We all have nicknames for people at our gym.
We do. Everyone at the gym has a nickname. Yes, exactly. Even we do. So
I'm
don't
sure
you
we
worry
do.
About that. Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.